أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن نعمره ننكسه في الخلق أفلا يعقلون وما علمناه الشعر وما ينبغي له إن هو إلا ذكر وقرآن مبين لينذر من كان حيا ويحق القول على الكافرين صدق الله العظيم. The ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave us a brief glimpse of accountability on the day of Qiyamah, that when man is not happy with the evidence that is produced by the malaika, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will seal our mouths, and then our hands will begin to speak and our legs will begin to give evidence. Here in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the lifespan of insan and the actual cycle of life. وَمَن نُعَمِّرْهُ نُنَكِّسْهُ فِي الْخَلْقِ أَفَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ. That whomsoever we give long life, نُنَكِّسْهُ فِي الْخَلْقِ, then we begin to turn it over insofar as creation is concerned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about our own selves, that there was a time that we were not in existence. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, from a liquid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us in the womb of our mothers in three darknesses. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala placed our ruh, and then life came to us, and then that entire creation that we had gone through in the womb of our mothers is also a very great kudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala sustained us there, and then we were ushered out into this world. Although perfect human being insofar as creation is concerned, but we were weak. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, day by day, and as time went on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us strength to our limbs, strength to all our faculties, and in that way, man began to grow. And then comes a time when man gets old, and then we find that again there is a reversal, that strength that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given somewhat begins to diminish. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about. نُنَكِّسْهُ فِي الْخَلْقِ. We cause that diminishing to take place in the very same creation that we had created strength. And this doesn't mean that there is an expiry date to our hearing, to our eyesight, and to all the other faculties that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given, that now it begins to expire and it cannot last as long as the person lasts, because that is not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala begins to remove the strength of these faculties. And in that we can see our own weakness. We say it is our eyesight, but of course we've got no control over that eyesight. We say it is our ears and we hear, but we have absolutely no control of it. We say that we've got the strength, but slowly that strength begins to leave us. And more often than not we find that the longer the life Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, the more and more man begins to return to the very beginning of his creation insofar as weakness is concerned, that man becomes dependent. And this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is delivering to us in this ayat, that we don't have to look very, very far, but we look within our own selves, that these great ni'mas that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min du'afin, ثم جعل من بعد ضعف قوة ثم جعل من بعد قوة ضعفا وشيبا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we created you from weakness. After weakness we had given you strength. After strength, the strength is removed and again you get weakness. And this is the entire cycle of life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. And here in this ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala invites us and calls upon us to look into our own selves. أَفَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Can man then cannot think and cannot ponder about this entire life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, that if this is our condition in this world, then what power do we have in the hereafter? How are we going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We have absolutely no power and might. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also shows us that the strength of our faculties doesn't come from within ourselves. It is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. He places it there, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala removes. So in this one very brief ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given our whole history, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us that there is a great mystery to our life, that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself that gives us that power, it's the strength, and it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that removes that power and removes that strength from us. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.